Good morning.
So this sounds like a bit of a novel approach to vaccines. Can you tell us a little bit about how the drive-through clinic works?
Well, people have bought in drive-through clinics this year in particular because of the COVID-19 virus. And so rather than having people coming into the practice where they potentially might have COVID-19, people are being dealt with a variety of issues in the car park.
Yeah, right. And so, I mean, these are all operating outside. So how do the people administering the vaccine ensure that everything is kept, you know, away from contamination and all that?
Well, that's the very good question, because it's not just contamination. It's also what's called the cold chain. So vaccinations need to be kept at a particular temperature for them to be effective. I've certainly have not heard of a lot of people doing drive-by influenza vaccination clinics. There's certainly a lot of people doing drive-by COVID testing clinics. But yes, that's an issue that you really do need to be able to make sure that your vaccination is effective, and the way that it's effective is to keep it cold.
And obviously, so there is that concern there, but if it was successful and if there was this kind of guarantee that that's available, do you think that we could see this being implemented more and more this year specifically?
Oh, yes, possibly. I've just got to remind people that general practices are safe. We do triage people at the front desk, so that, as you listeners know, there's telehealth, so that if a patient might be at risk of being infected, they can be spoken to over the phone and have their problems sorted out without them coming into the practice. So we've really got to remember that general practices are safe places to go, probably safer than the local supermarket, because it's a controlled environment. The other thing I can tell you is that we've done about 6 million influenza vaccinations this year, which
wow.
is about 2 million more than last year and about 1 million more than the year before at about the same time. So people are out there getting their immunisations done, which is great. And the incidence of influenza this year has been very low so far, because people are doing their social isolation and making sure that they're coughing into their elbows and staying away from each other.
I mean, it's great news that there's an increase of people getting the vaccinations, but if people are concerned about getting it, what would you say to them? Why is it so important to get your flu shot this year?
Well, it's important to get your flu shot this year because the resources that you would use to deal with a COVID pandemic are exactly the same resources that you would use to deal with an influenza pandemic, or, you know, if the influenza burst out. So if people do want to have a flu shot this year, obviously lots of people have, they should bring up their general practice just to work out the best way to do it. Lots of general practices have done more than just the drive-throughs. They've done separate clinics, and they do make sure that patients who are at risk minimise their risk by making sure that they come in at a particular time and that they're dealt with as soon as they arrive at the practice. So there's lots of activity around making sure that people are safe.
Harry, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Anytime.